Days of Loneliness. Most of Ellen White's letters to James at Battle Creek were preserved. In the main, they were rather short and carried but few themes: the happenings about the home, her interest in her husband's activities and welfare, and the progress being made in her writing. Frequently she mentioned her affection for James and the loneliness she experienced in his absence. In her letter penned on Thursday, April 13, she wrote, "We are all quite well and cheerful. We feel every day a most earnest desire for a more sacred nearness to God. This is my prayer, when I lie down, when I awake in the night, and when I arise in the morning, nearer my God to Thee, nearer to Thee. I sleep alone. This seems to be Mary's preference as well as mine. I can have a better opportunity for reflection and prayer. I prize my being all to myself, unless graced with your presence. I want to share my bed only with you. Lucinda is an exception. She seems to be a part of myself as I can make no other one." On Friday, as the sun was sinking in the west, her thoughts turned to her husband. She wrote, "The Sabbath is drawing on. I will write you a few lines so as not to miss one day. If there is no line from me to you, be assured the fault is not mine. I have not much news to write. We are well as usual, but when Sabbath comes, it seems quite lonely." 4 days later, April 18, her letter carried the word of how much she missed James, and added, "We are so buried up in our writing we have no time to be lonesome while thus engaged, but when gathered about the fireside, then there is a great miss." On Monday evening, April 24, she described the home situation after the day's work of writing was done. "Mary, Willie, and myself are now seated at the table writing. We are getting used to being alone so that we do not feel lonesome as we did. Be of good courage and be just as cheerful and happy as you can. I will do the same." The letters bubble over with her delight in having the opportunity to write on the life of Christ, the subject she was covering, the fine working relationship with Mary Clough, and with her satisfaction in the finished product.